David Abramson, psychologist in private practice, joining us not a moment too soon. David, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Howard.
How are you doing?
Thanks for asking. I don't get asked that
question. No one really cares. That's the whole point. No one cares. When you go to the psychologist, you're caring about you.
That's it. So I'm just so, you know, grateful that you asked me.
David. Are you okay?
I'm looking forward to Pesach, I have to say.
Are you?
Okay.
Are you?
Zanati, have you?
Zanati, what are you doing for Pesach?
Yes.
Oh, wow. One doesn't need to be a psychologist to interpret that sigh.
I might be going to church.
You might be.
Show.
It's Easter. Of course you're going to church.
Yeah, but like it depends.
On
some
what?
Start at 9, some start at 10. So
today? Oh, you mean tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Because it's Easter Friday.
I know you. Yeah. You're going Friday. To the 10 o'clock. You're going
I
to
think
the 10
so.
O'clock.
I
the 10
think
o'clock
so
minion.
As well.
Yeah, the minion.
And it's in Houghton, so it's close by.
Oh, that is? No, only yeah. You would choose the church in Houghton.
Because the one in Sandton's closed.
So now he goes to the church in Houghton.
Yeah,
I heard it yesterday. Queen of the North.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
And I'm still quoting Zanati's very wise words.
What was that?
You know, we were talking about being your best self and mm-hmm. being genuine to yourself. Mm. If you can't be Beyonce, then be yourself.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
That's, yeah. You know, so
and we've had a very Beyonce day, haven't
we
you?
We have. We started off with Beyonce's song. It was Beyonce's homecoming film that was released yesterday. So, like, we
yeah.
just like.
Yeah, if you like it, you better put a ring on it, David.
We have mode.
If you
today.
Like it, better put a ring on it. Mm. Yeah, and then, David, I was attacked quite viciously for my 7 o'clock song.
I have to say, I didn't hear it, I'm afraid. I was buying coffee,
uh-huh.
you know, priorities in the morning.
I'm not seeing it, David. I'm not seeing it.
No,
so
it's Nadia,
have you seen the coffee that David bought? Because I'm not.
I don't know.
Maybe I missed that.
Was it a Beyonce? Was it a Beyonce song?
It wasn't a Beyonce song. It was the Weather Girls.
Yeah.
It's Raining Men. Hallelujah. It's Raining Men. And really, really, the reaction to that just wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary.
That is an all-time hit at weddings. You
is it really? Is that a wedding song?
The woman storm the dance floor and form a circle and scream.
Wow. Oh,
you must
my
see
goodness.
It. Certainly at the weddings that I've been to, it does become quite
really?
Raucous at that point.
Why don't I get invited to those weddings?
So funny.
Really?
I might have some video footage.
Are those Cape Town weddings? Those must be Cape Town weddings.
No,
I can see Cape Town weddings on the beach, gay couples, again, and everybody's singing, yeah. It's raining men,
exactly.
Hallelujah. Oh, and I want to go to one of those weddings.
Yeah, I've been to some of those. And it's
I want to. They've got to be more fun than a boring Havana. It's got to be more fun, really.
It is, it is. And Howard.
And people look better.
Why?
I don't know, because they do. Yeah, what?
In Cape Town.
People always look good. Everybody looks better in Cape Town. It's true that.
Right, do you realize that most of your listeners are in Joburg? I would think.
Yes, I'm also in Joburg. I'm always scared when I arrive at Cape Town Airport that they're not going to let me in.
You have to go through a...
Like he's not working enough for Cape Town, really. Yeah, he's put on a bit of weight. I'm not sure we're going to let him in this time. Yeah, and I've noticed that in Cape Town. They look at you when you arrive thinking, wow, another fat person in Cape Town. Hold on, can we just check our quota? We've got 16.
Yeah,
all right, we can do with another 17. We can do with 17. Okay, in you come, Patty. You know, I feel that at the Cape Town Airport. I'm telling you, that's how it works.
Well, you were on TV this week in Cape Town.
And I was on TV all around the country.
No, yeah, but you had to go to Cape Town to be on TV.
Yes, yes.
And,
yes, and that whole set, ridiculously good looking.
I saw, you sent out a video and it looked like the...
And we're talking about 6:30 in the morning.
I
mean, you know what? We look like at 6:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
It's not pretty.
It's
not pretty. Thank God we're on radio. It's not a joke. Yep. You walk into the set and I tell you they're shining and glimmering. And then they say to you, come for makeup. You haven't had your makeup yet. I'm thinking, well, what are they going to do with this without being funny? So I said to the lady, I said, 15 kilos thinner, 15 years younger, let's go.
And
I don't think she did either.
Yeah.
I don't think she did. I don't think she was very good.
What if also
it was
no,
too much for her.
It was too much.
Too much. She was like,
it was like, yeah, it was just, yeah. Like she said, like, give me something to work with here.
Yeah.
You know.
Look at the mountain. But Howard, I've noticed the way you say stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say stupid for our listeners? You look very hesitant.
No, well, I'm not going to because I feel like you're mocking me.
Have you noticed?
It's like when we say Howard Saxton, must say Uber.
Yes.
He says Uber.
Uber.
Yes.
You say
like Deutschland, Uber alles.
Uber. Yeah, just like the case.
What, like stupid?
Stupid. stupid.
You said it's really stupid.
I don't know why.
It's American, because we say stupid.
Stupid. You say stupid.
But stupid's got a whine to it. I can't
it's
whine.
It's like a stew. Like
I can kvetch. I can't whine.
I think we should start making Joburg words because, you know.
Yeah, because Cape Town own words. It's true
they
that.
They have own
Cape
words.
Townians own word. Milk. Not to say milk.
Or you
I can't even say milk. It's like they don't talk properly
say,
in
can
Cape
I have
Town.
A pizza? They say what?
Oh, a pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, I don't know what is wrong with them.
A pizza. Okay. Yeah. Which we're not going to be eating very much of in the next couple of days, unless you're making matzo pizza, which is
well,
a
you know, the Howard Saxton raised a good point yesterday. People that haven't eaten carbs for 45 years get to the end of Pesach, they've got to have a pizza. You're like, why? Why?
Oh, the pizza.
I meant that. Sorry, I just, you know, I'm actually, I'm bilingual, so I keep flipping between. No, I am. I can talk Cape Townian, I can talk Joburg.
You can't even, I don't know if this is permissible on radio, but they even when you like want to flick them, you say, you son of a bitch. And they go, no, a bitch. They even correct you. It's not right.
It isn't right. It really, really isn't right. Oh, Cape Townians, it's a whole different country down there.
It is.
But
it
it's
is.
Very beautiful, and the people are very beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. David Abramson, it is 8:16. Neil says, by the way, guys, I'm laughing, but that's a Joburg thing, not a Gauteng thing.
What?
I don't know.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid? or pizza. Yeah. Anyway, no, I love people that go to Cape Town on holiday and come back speaking Cape Townian. Those are my best.
It's like people who go overseas and they come back with a bit of
Yes, and all they've done is transit through JFK, on their way to Peru or something. But, it is just hell of a weird. 8:17, David, whether you are celebrating Easter or whether you're celebrating Pesach or whether you are just, going to be spending lots and lots of time with your family. Family time, as wonderful and as special and as absolutely beautiful as it is, brings out the child in us, and we can't seem to help that. Yeah. We get together with parents and siblings and we actually behave like we are frozen in time back in the 1970s. What is wrong with us?
Well, and I know, and I'm sharing this morning, like, you know,
good.
Whenever we
good
go
we
to,
like that.
Yeah, sharing. Yeah. Well, you did ask me how I was.
I did. I didn't really mean it, but if you want to take it seriously, that's fine.
Yeah. So Nati's looking like he's so cruel. So cruel. But what I was going to share is that even when we, and it could be Shabbos Yontif, but certainly for Pesach, when we go to the Pesach Seder, you know, and go, and my parents would say, okay, children on that side, and they're referring still to me. We do. We bring our stuff to the, you know, to the Pesach Seder. But I hope we're not going to be overly negative this morning because, of course, you know, we all have our dynamics and, you know, the families come together and, we tend to bring our kvetches and our things that we want to take up with family members. And of course we need to, you know, if there is tension in the family already, we need to be aware of that. And I think for me, you know, make sure that, as I say, make things
predictably
unpredictable.
So here's my problem. My problem is I think we love that tension.
Do you think so?
I love it. I love having that aunt over that we can't stand, but we all can't stand her. And we wait for her to do what she does every year. Because that just reminds us of family.
Yeah, well, as I say, you know, that's...
Is it wrong? Is it wrong to enjoy that side of it?
Howard, that's I believe that for you to work out between you and the man in, you know, upstairs. But
jeez, David. Yeah, no. Look, if I wanted a rabbi, I would have invited one on the show, David. No. I didn't.
But I think for me that it is so special to go and sit around a table, whether it's for Easter, for Pesach, and I always, you know, these days with materialism. And I know I'm taking this down a positive route, which I feel, you know, we should. When kids say, oh, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. And parents are saying it's so expensive and it's, you know, you're spoilt. And I always love saying to kids when we're dealing with material things, here, if your parents gave you R1 million and they said, please go out and buy family. You can't find it in the shops. You can't get it on Amazon. You can't. The bottom line is so.
No, but with R1 million, would you even miss them?
So Nati.
I think you would.
And the whole idea of how priceless family is, and when you do sit down, I think that's what I wanted to say, is that yes, we have foibles and we have difficulties, and but the bottom line is that just if we can keep in mind how powerful and how priceless it is to have family around us, that for me I think is a good start, because you can't buy it. It's invaluable. And there, of course, there's certain people who you'd want to sell.
Yes. I would be happy to give them away, in truth. I would demand nothing.
Just nothing in return. Yeah. But that is such an powerful thing to just keep in mind when you are having these get togethers. You know, I think for me, we often forget how lucky we are in South Africa, especially if we go in Cape Town, Joburg, certainly in Joburg, our experience of what an amazing community we have. And, I think, Pesach is one of those times where we do sit down and we can be together. And what's also very, I think what also takes the pressure off the family dynamics is that the Seder is pretty structured. You know,
it's very, very formulaic, and I think that's very safe.
Very safe. So, you know, and people, I heard Howard yesterday saying he does bring in South African theme and, you know, freedom, which is fantastic.
Okay.
But generally there is...
No, there's a proper structure to it. You can choose to stick to it as much as you want or not, but there is a proper structure.
I'm not sure on how it works with Easter, Zanati.
Do you have family traditions for Easter?
Not really. A lot of people just go to church, come back, eat. Same as Christmas. Same as Christmas, yeah.
But therefore that is that. I mean, people have a tradition, let's say, of Christmas, who you go to, who you invite over, who generally joins you for lunch, what the foods are that you prepare. If you think back on your childhood Christmas, I'm sure that there's a recurrent theme and ritual.
You know, I think with my family, because we're such a small family, it's literally just the people who live in the house.
Right.
If there are cousins and aunts that come, that's fine. But if they don't, it's really chilled.
You create it in a very small, nuclear way.
Yeah.
Right.
Any particular foods, Anati, that you guys would... I mean, obviously chocolate plays a very important role.
Easter eggs, hot cross buns, that's literally it. But otherwise, just a normal 7-color meal that you'd have on a normal Sunday. Maybe like you'd add in like salads, potato salads, chakalaka, bean salad, and all of those. But otherwise, it's just like normal chicken.
Okay.
Right. But she pulled her nose up when she said that.
No, there's nothing hectic about it. It's just normal stuff.
Well, Neil says we eat hot cross buns and pickled fish.
We don't do pickled fish.
Why is pickled fish? Why did that become a tradition over Easter? Hot cross buns, I understand. Pickled fish. Tell me a little bit more about that. I'm fascinated.
It is in a lot of households. I'm not exactly sure why, but just not our household.
Right, but that is you're saying that is in some families that's a traditional Easter food. I'd love to know why. Let me know, please.
Well, we're good at pickled fish.
Yeah, look, I'm not really a pickled fish person. I don't particularly like herrings. There's only one herring that I like.
Which is what?
It's Ann Cohen's baked herring. Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, it's the only one I eat.
I don't know. I have this aversion to pickled herring. It's almost like, it looks like, if I may say, snake. Looks, oh, no, I can't eat it.
Yeah, look, I'm not mad about it. But David, isn't a way to, I mean, in truth, the way that I absolutely love these family gatherings, even if they can be quite stressful. And the reason that I do is I just love the quirks and foibles of those people.
Right.
Because, you know, like, you know, when you've got your aunt who's just completely off her nutter, off her rocker, and she's completely, completely mad, there's actually nothing more, and as irritating as she is, it's just wonderful. Well, it's just wonderful.
Well, I think it's really what we're coming down to is what if we can give up control a little bit, you know, and that's the whole thing about the themes of Pesach as well, you know, is to just be led and trust. And one of the things is to give up control. So
that's interesting you say that. You're right. Because if you can't control that social environment, you've got 30 people maybe sitting around or 20 people sitting around a Seder table. Each brings their own
And absolutely.
Load of rubbish with them, baggage with them. And it's just, and you're never going to be able to control that dynamic.
Well, you can decide what you bring up to, you know, the subjects, the topics. You can even bring a friend or surround yourself at the table with people that you'd prefer to talk
to.
So there are certain things you can control, but what you can't control, and I think for me that's the point, is to give up that idea that your quirky auntie is not going to be quirky this year, and that irritating cousin might irritate you.
No, but I'd be upset if they weren't.
But I think that's the point. The point is what you're saying is maybe just, as you say, give up control and be entertained, and maybe look at it in a positive way, in a way which isn't kind of condescending or critical, just to say, gee, well, this madness. It's actually, you know, embrace it.
And also make sure that you sit in eye contact with a person who understands the other foibles at the table, so that you can spend a lot of time sharing a glance.
Absolutely.
I think that makes it a lot more fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and that's what it's about. You know, our families. Can you imagine we were all the same? We all, it's all about the differences.
All right. Neil says, we don't eat meat. Jesus, after his resurrection, gave his disciples a fish. So there we go, Zanati.
Yo.
Neil has taught us all something, even the Christians in the room.
Yes.
Thank you, Neil. So he gave, is that on Good Friday, or is that all the way through for the whole weekend? Zanati, when is the main, like when,
it's
when?
It's on Friday.
It's on
the
Friday.
Good Friday, yes.
Right, not Easter Monday.
No.
All right, so tomorrow is actually the day.
Yeah, tomorrow's the day.
Right.
And then maybe on Sunday, but otherwise the main thing is on Friday.
Interesting. We're going to also ask Lubomaya Kisa some of these questions. I find them really, really interesting. Let's find out what he does a little bit later, in the form of a tradition. So David, now we're sitting around our table, or we're sitting wherever that would be, and that aunt has just now pressed every button we own, or our younger sister has said the very thing we've asked her not to say. And of course now this becomes a public discussion. We don't want it to be. We're irritated as anything. We've been triggered. All of our buttons are being pushed. Our lights are flashing. What do we do to get ourselves back under control aside from drinking another glass of wine?
And I think that's the problem, is that, you know,
is the problem.
You know,
for sure.
If we haven't reached the meal, we've got two glasses of wine in us, and we are, and our impulses are really there.
So that's actually an issue as well.
Absolutely. But what I would say is that, you know, again, just know that you're in control. So you can steer the conversation away from certain certain subjects, from certain situations. And again, that's so important. You can decide what to take up or not. So, you know, know that you have no control of what other people bring up, what other people, you know, are going to talk about, but what you can control is what you want to contribute to the conversation.
Right.
And and another thing, obviously, and we talk about this, you know, in conflict, physical conflict, we're not when people are fighting against each other physically, but when we're talking about face to face, when there's conflict in general life, is to walk away. You are allowed to get up and say, excuse me, and you go outside for a breath of fresh air, or remove yourself to another part of the table.
Right.
You know, physical relocation is a...
It's absolutely right. It's a very clever idea. Mm. If it gets just too intense and you see yourself being trapped or being pulled down that rabbit hole, just move. Just get up and go for a walk, or go to the bathroom, or
even I want to go speak to my cousin. I want to go speak to a friend. And that's really it.
So you shouldn't scream, you ungrateful little brat, to your younger sister across the table.
May
you be visited upon 10 plagues. Yes.
But I also want to say that, you know, children often, you know, I often get that question around Pesach. Our children are impossible, and it's, you know.
But they're children.
Yes. And that's what I'm going to say, is that there are few, and it's, that sounds so obvious, but there's two things with children. What makes children often, you know, especially the small children, really act out difficult? You know, one is lack of sleep. So I would say, you know, if you've got...
What adults or the children?
Sorry?
The children or the adults?
The children.
Right. Yeah.
So the first thing is to, why don't you let your, especially the young kids who get tired, let them have a little schloff, a little nap in the afternoon before the Seder.
So you just be properly prepared for this.
Yeah.
Bring things to the Seder that'll keep them happy.
Well,
maybe bring a cushion and if they need to lie down and go to sleep there at 10 o'clock so that you can enjoy the rest of the evening, let them do that.
Or, and another thing is that obviously one of the things that children struggle with is, you know, is eating later.
And make sure, very good point.
I'm not sure from a halachic point of view.
No, you can't, for your children, definitely.
Great. So that's what I would suggest, is that you have snacks for the kids, because again, when they fueled up and they feel able to, you know, to they've got a bit of nutrition. I think that's the right word.
Nice word, David.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's not a psychological word.
No, I was going for food, but I thought I'd. It makes such a difference.
It does absolutely make a difference. We'd love your thoughts on it. How do you help your kids to get through the Seder, and how do you manage it? Mervyn says, even though the Seder is structured and set, every Seder gives you a chance to make peace with family at large. Absolutely right. Very, very good one indeed. It is 8:30.